flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds... Oh, I have an inquiring mind question for you.
For
any
me?
Any update on Stallone?
Not a good one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not a good one. So we're working on it, but I'm not as hopeful as I was yesterday, I'll say that.
Wow. Well, at least you tried something.
Oh, I'm trying. Yeah, okay. But I...
Not going well.
I'm not going great.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's dive in here. Good question from GoBirds86. Any favorite Super Bowl commercials throughout the years?
Bud Bowl was always my favorite. I mean, that probably
loved
lasted...
Loved Bud Bowl.
Yeah, probably 5 to 8 years, that whole thing. I think the most poignant ever was post-September 11th, the Clydesdales, bowing their heads, looking in New York City. But Bud Bowl...
Clydesdales are the best. Whenever I see them, it just makes me happy.
It is cool, yeah. But Bud Bowl, if you're too young to know what we're talking about... There used to be, Budweiser versus Bud Light, I guess it was. And there were little bottles of beer. And then they would play a football game against each other. It was pretty fun.
And we actually cared about who won. And we would predict going in. And it was ridiculous.
It was
yes.
the whole thing.
I thought Bud had a lot of great tie-ins. For me, it was Super Bowl 21. And it was 1987, mm-hmm. and it was Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
original
sure. party animal, and his name is Spuds
sure.
McKenzie.
That's right.
What that dog was a huge deal to me, and I don't know why.
It was a huge deal to America.
That dog appeared. His grand appearance was a Super Bowl commercial.
I didn't know that.
Super Bowl 21.
Yeah.
Spuds McKenzie. I'm in middle school. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, we were all, our gums were flapping at the water cooler in seventh grade the next day in school.
That's
about
pretty cool.
Spuds McKenzie.
All right, this is from the text line. Who is the Eagles player we're not talking about enough who you think will be a difference maker in the Super Bowl? Fun question.
Oh, man.
Jahan Dotson.
Well, whoa, I don't
yes,
see that at
we
all.
We are not talking
no.
about Jahan Dotson.
We sure aren't.
Look, if he just makes the one catch Quez didn't, they win that last Super Bowl.
He's a good player, and he hasn't been included in much of what our offense has done this year because, hey, he's the third wide receiver in a run-first offense. But Jahan Dotson, I think he'll get opportunities and make good on them.
So I'm struggling here with an answer. I'm rifling through all the starters in my mind and really not coming up with anybody because I feel like we talk about all these dudes. I'll just give you a special teamer. You know, one or two tackles down the field that saves you 15 yards by pinning a guy
Sydney
back.
Sidney Brown or Keely Ringo.
I was going to say Keely Ringo.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty good gunner, getting down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they both
Kenny
are.
Gainwell.
Yeah.
Kenny Gainwell has a great chance to be a difference maker in this game, too, because even though we know Saquon's going to carry the ball, when they go hurry up or tempo, Kenny Gainwell will have a chance to catch some balls.
He's solid, man. He's been a very solid Eagle.
Absolutely has that extra oomph, that explosiveness, the fresh legs looking playing.
By the way, I'm still annoyed I lost the beat to Hammer because I answered Kenny Gainwell scored a touchdown for the Eagles in a Super Bowl, which he did. And then it was taken off the board because they said he was a half inch short and then Jalen had a quarterback
scored.
Sneak. I literally lost the beat to Hammer because of that nonsense. I saw the man score a touchdown. And that's why I remembered seeing him score a touchdown.
How upset do you think Kenny Gainwell is about that?
Probably more than you.
Yeah, probably more than me. James, let's do one more question.
All right. Yeah, this is a good one for the Super Bowl. Do you guys have any game day superstitions this season that you will apply on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yes, but not so much related to the season. For the biggest of big games, I wear the same two shirts that I used to wear as a kid. The same two Eagles. I have a Greg Garrity shirt. Now, it doesn't say Garrity on the back. But he
really?
Was he was number 86. He was the trash man.
Does it fit you?
So that's the thing, Rhea. It is so beyond tight and is so beyond ripped. The only way it gets on is it's torn asunder to an extent. But I do remember first wearing it in fourth grade, and I still find a way to just It's ridiculous.
So, wow, that is ridiculous.
I know it is.
That is a ridiculous thing
it's
that
horrible,
you do.
But it's, yeah. It's always
good
been...
Work. Good work.
Do you remember
now,
when...
Maybe we should... Big games have not gone our way. Maybe we should reevaluate this.
Remember when we first started the show and he was wearing that hellacious Batman costume?
Oh,
the,
yeah, that's...
The paper and plastic...
How do we forget, Jack?
But at least that was from college. This is from fourth grade.
Fourth grade!
But you were in college wearing a fourth grade costume.
Yeah.
And then you continued to wear it for the next 20 years.
I did.
Why are you wearing fourth grade clothing?
Because I am
for 20 years.
Superstitious. Well, the Batman thing is I was complimented for being good looking in the Batman thing. So that was just about my ego. Low self-esteem that I had.
You never got complimented again? You just keep rolling with it?
James, let me explain something to you. A guy like me, when I get complimented...
You hang on to that, grab it, and hold it.
Totally.
For life.
And what if she was joking?
No, that girl was serious,
and I lost her.
But she can't see your face in that.
I'm well aware.
So
that's why
kind of compliment is that, really?
I don't have to tell you, man. I had it going on that night. I had swag until I didn't.
Well, maybe.
You know?
Maybe not.
It was a shame. All right, with that, AMA, we shut it down. All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl 4 days.
I don't have any game day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, just shut it down.
What do you got, buddy?
I really don't. I don't really.
Well, then there you go. Then I won't worry about it. Okay.
I try to watch the games with my kids, with my mom whenever possible.
Yeah.
That's the tradition. And now, this year there has been a Kelly Green shirt.
Wear it.
That it has been worn every
week.
So
me too. I have a shirt that I started wearing it after the bye. The only week I didn't wear it was Washington when they lost.
That's a clear cut.
And it's a Philly special shirt. And I'm wearing it. Yep. That's all I got.
Yep.
The other thing I'd say is it's a must win. It's not a game day, but I win Beat the Hammer on Friday. They win. So just remember for the audience on Friday.
That's not at all.
That's fine. All that means is the pressure is squarely on you on Friday.
That's the way you want to play.
I don't think so. I mean, you got to answer questions correctly.
And the contestant has to answer questions incorrectly. I'm just saying.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to give the Eagles the Super Bowl? No, you have to win it. You have to show up.
I heard one time there's a guy that might have thrown a championship game.
No.
I heard it.
No way.
Wasn't pro.
It was like Tony from Blue Chips?
Wasn't pro. I'm not going to say who.
I'm sure that has happened.
I'm not going to say who, but it was a notable player.
1919? Yeah, we know.
No. In our lifetime, in a championship game in either college football or basketball.
No way.
I'm not saying it's true. I don't know that it's true. I'm just telling you I was told. By someone they thought it happened.
I have immediate guesses that come to mind.
Me too.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mike is with us. What's going on, Mike?
Can you just start guessing live on the air? No. Okay.
Mike, what's up, man?
Go Birds!
Go Birds, Michael.
4 more days, baby. 4 more days.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Joe, I tell you what. If this time of year right now, going to the Super Bowl, if this doesn't get you motivated to get your health together and go back to the gym, I don't know what it's ever going to do. I mean, now's the time. You should be so pumped up right now.
I am.
Now it's time to get back to the gym. Well, you are, but you're not.
Yeah, but you got to remember, my form of pumped up is sit on the couch and watch Dirty Harry, which I did yesterday. Like, that's, for me, that's an exciting day. Right?
Well, as long as that wasn't a pornographic version of it, we're good.
No, but it was Suzanne Summers naked in the pool.
Okay. I can't hate
that's
on that.
A whole, that's
Suzanne
a whole...
Summers was
uh-huh.
in
uh-huh.
I didn't know she was in Dirty Harry.
Uh-huh. Then she gets killed.
Wait.
Well, spoiler alert of a 50-year-old movie. What the hell?
Suzanne Summers before she's famous.
What was the name of the movie?
Oh, well, that one was the original. I think that one was called Dirty Harry. The second one, which I watched last night, was Magnum Force. I watched them back-to-back days.
Wow.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers before she's famous. She's in a scene for about 7 seconds. She's topless and she's dead.
Wow. She's actually topless?
Yeah. I saw.
Does it still work for you that she's dead?
Double dead, if you think about it, right? Dead in the movie and then actually dead. Does it still work for me candidly? The answer is yes.
That's disturbing.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I don't...
You know what I'm saying?
Certain things you just can't control.
I mean, they don't scrub the internet of porn after someone's died. I mean, Debbie might be dead, but she's still on the internet.
That's a fair point.
She still does Dallas.
Oh, man. Oh,
no, I mean, I don't know if she's dead or alive. I don't even know who it is. Mike, bail me out here. Help
I
me out.
I don't know what it is.
Bail him out, yeah.
All right.
Let's reel this one back in.
Okay.
Just real quick, I just want to very quickly say, you know what? Joe, nobody is underestimating the Chiefs. Okay, we know who the Chiefs are. Okay, they're a great team. I don't think people are fully, you know, estimating us properly. I think we're the ones being underestimated. We are good.
I think I'm underestimating us, though, Mike. When I ruminate on this game, I sit here and I think, you know what? We are going to power run. You know, we're going to pull guards and tackles. We're going to dominate up front. And we could, and then I start thinking, we could be up by two scores. We could get up to where they have to throw. And then, of course, I've seen Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl get completely abused by a D-line that can get to him in a pass-first, pass-only situation. Super Bowl 55, where Patrick Mahomes looked like a human being. And and Tom Brady ended up winning with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against them. Yeah. I get that in my head. I get stuck on that. And then, you know, the record starts skipping and I realize, hey, they really are a legitimately awesome team. They are the world champs. Yeah. They were 15-2, which is the best record, the best regular season record under Andy Reid with Mahomes leading the way that they've ever had. This team is arguably the best at winning the close games of all those teams in Kansas City that have won Super Bowls.
Look, they're 17-1 when they try this year. That's saying something. Mike, give me an answer. What song should the Eagles come out of the tunnel to?
Right before I do, because all my favorite Giants fans are in the gym right now, so I am giddy. losers! You big blue it with Saquon, and he is going to win a Super Bowl in 4 days, suckers!
I think that's the song that should come out of the tunnel.
That was awesome, dude.
Well done, Michael.
You blew it, suckers.
All right, Mike, you got to give me a song. Give me a song. Is that it?
You know what? They might be great, but they not like us, as Kendrick Lamar said.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call, Mike.